This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you, everyone. This is your sister, Kalisha Bennett, founder of Developing Diamonds, and I'm here with you today to share some self-improvement skills for life. And in particular, we've got 8 different skills for life which can really help you to cope with what life throws your way, as well as being able to be a really disciplined, organized, and fulfilled individual. So the first tip that we have is time management. And as we know, current times are really busy, quite hectic. People feel very much under demand, but we are all gifted and blessed with the same 24 hours each day. And what we choose to do with it will definitely differ and vary person to person. Some people struggle to get much out of their day-to-day runnings and their 24 hours in the day, and others maximize their 24 hours and get a lot out of it. So it's super important to be someone who is somewhat planning ahead and scheduling what it is that they'd like to achieve day-to-day, making the most out of the time that they've been blessed with. We know that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said that there are 2 blessings which are often taken for granted, and those 2 are health and free time. So it's really important that we decide and strategically choose what we spend our time doing, and in particular, what we do with our free time. Of course, we all need downtime. We need time to relax. We need time to take the edge off life's pressures. But at the same time, make sure we aren't doing too much downtime activities and aren't dedicating too much time to leisurely activities, because no doubt this life is meant for hard work and striving for the sake of our Creator. The other thing which is an important skill to have in life is empathy. And empathy is the ability to put yourself in another person's shoes or in another person's situation and really connect and understand how it is they might be feeling. So to be able to empathize with what someone's going through means to really feel some sort of connection or some type of understanding of what it is they might be experiencing. When we show up with empathy in the lives of those around us or in those that we work with or with our family members, what it does is it helps to lift any negativity, any judgment, any anger or frustration that you might experience had you not lent towards or learnt the skill of empathy. So we know as Muslims that the Prophet, peace be upon him, was a mercy to mankind, and he always carried empathy towards anyone who came his way, whether they were people who committed major sins, or whether it was someone in a very difficult part of their life or feeling in the depths of their sorrows. He always had empathy, and through that energy of empathy, he was able to really support and assist the individuals who came his way. And likewise, if we can do that in our relationships with the people that we work around, it's going to make our journey and interaction with others a whole lot easier, and we'll be able to help a whole lot more people. The next self-improvement skill is to master your sleep patterns. And to be honest, I'm not an expert on the topic, because I've always struggled with making sure that I get enough sleep. But we know that in Islam, we understand that our body has rights over us. And sleep is an important part of looking after your health and looking after your well-being. And not getting enough sleep, the science now is showing, has massive detrimental effects to your health, to your brain function, and to your overall sense of well-being. We know that a lack of sleep affects our mood, so we behave in a lower quality of mannerism and behavior. So sleep is something which needs to be prioritized. In Islam, we have an ideal sleeping pattern. We have a sleep model based on the Sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, where they would sleep after they did their Isha prayer, and they would get up in the early hours of the morning for night prayer. And the early parts of the day were spent in either worship or productivity or work and business. So we learned that sleep should be something, our pattern, sleeping pattern should be one in which we sleep early and we wake up early. And unfortunately, due to the technological times that we're in and the ability to have lights on within the house and screens and entertainment running into the night, often people are staying up late and then unfortunately waking up late, and we have reduced amounts of productivity, a whole lot less productivity in modern times than we used to have in the olden days. Also, we need to build the skill of positive self-talk. More often than not, you know, individuals or people that I'll speak to or that I will coach, they'll express that they don't think too highly of themselves, that they think they aren't good enough, that they think they don't have what it takes to fulfill their potential, that they are somehow worthless or incapable or not beautiful or not skilled or not talented. We are experts in negative self-talk, and it shouldn't be the way. It shouldn't be this way. It's unacceptable that we talk down to ourselves and that we crush ourselves emotionally and psychologically. So it's important to build the skill of positive self-talk, that when hard things happen in life, we tell ourselves, I'm okay, I can get through this. That when we fail at something, we are able to tell ourselves, you're okay, you can do better next time. You tried your best. That when calamities afflict us in life, that we're able to say, Alhamdulillah, I'm grateful, all praise and thanks due to Allah who decreed this situation. He will be my way through this situation. So part of positive self-talk also connects deeply with being able to trust and depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turn to Him in dua and supplication. So being able to have reliance on our Creator, reliance on our ability to get through all of our tests in life with resilience and with doing the right thing and making the right choices throughout that path. So positive self-talk is a skill that often a lot of us haven't grown up with. We've often been trained and molded to have negative self-talk, but that doesn't mean we can't change it and we can't start to be more positive and hopeful and optimistic about ourselves and our lives and our potential. The next skill is consistency. In Islam, we learn that the best of deeds is the deed that is small but done consistently. And you know, in life, of course, we should have big goals, we should have lofty aspirations, but don't ever underestimate the importance of doing small things and doing them regularly. You know, as human beings, we are creatures of habit, and our lives are actually made up of little habits done consistently, whether they are good or bad, whether you have a bad, whether you have bad eating habits, or whether you have positive physical activity or exercise habits, or whether you have consistency in doing prayers on time, or whether you have, a habit of swearing, for example. Our lifestyles, our quality of life is built upon the habits that we have started to repeat, that we have automated over time, that we have fallen into being comfortable with or not challenging. But what we want to do is be able to have our lives full of positive habits, positive ways of speaking, positive ways of behaving, positive ways of living, healthy and constructive ways of living our lives day to day, that are done consistently. Because it's no use if I exercise once in 6 months and then expect that my muscles will be bigger or that I'll be fitter because I exercised once in 6 months. Rather, my physiological change, my fitness abilities will adapt and evolve and improve based on the little workouts that I do day by day over a consistent amount of time. So as believers, our Islamic way of life is built upon doing little acts of worship, little deeds, and doing them regularly, consistently, until they build up an entire Islamic lifestyle. So aim to be a person who is consistent rather than random and sporadic and inconsistent. We want to be high quality, high functioning individuals as believers who are dependable because of our ability to be consistent in our actions. Another skill for life is, it might sound vulnerable or you might assume it to be weak, but it's actually really important to be able to ask for help. So if you are feeling stuck in life, if you are feeling like you aren't fulfilling your potential, if you're feeling you're going through a test and you need to talk to someone, you need to lean on someone. If you are struggling financially, if you are having issues with your mental health, if you are needing a hand to a simple thing like moving house, don't be afraid to ask for help. Okay, we have this misconception that I shouldn't ask anyone for anything. I need to be as independent as possible. No one should know my struggles. If I have an issue, I should be the only one who can find the way through that issue, or I need to have all the answers. I need to know everything. That's not the case. Often in life, we're going to reach times and moments where we'll need to put out our hand and call out for support or assistance, whether emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, physically, financially, socially. Don't be afraid to ask for help, because just around the corner of your hardship or of your struggle is a solution. And sometimes you just need a helping hand to reach that solution. And it isn't always about needing from others. Sometimes a little bit of support can help you to figure out and sort out your own circumstance, your own situation. And I know in my life, any time where I did courageously ask for help with something that I was going through or something I needed assistance in, the help and the response was overwhelming. And it is really reassuring and uplifting when you're able to know that you can get help and support if and when you need it. And it also plants within you the intention, the understanding that if ever I have the chance, I'm going to give back the help that I received. So don't be afraid to ask for help. It's actually a brave thing to ask for help. And it's not always the bravest thing to suffer in silence. A really important skill, I really like this one, is knowing when to stay quiet. We know the beautiful hadith where the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, let him who believes in the last day either speak good or keep silent. And if we can just apply this rule that we don't open our mouth and we don't say something unless it is good, unless it is helpful, unless it is beneficial, unless it is pleasing to Allah, to be able to know when to open your mouth and say something which is beneficial, or when to close our mouths and to withhold from speaking. Whether it's in social environments, whether it's with our loved ones and in our family, you'll never regret choosing to withhold something that you were going to say that might have caused harm or damage. You'd never regret that. But you'd always regret that you didn't taste your words before you uttered them. You'd always regret saying something in the heat of the moment and then seeing the damage that it caused, and then saying, oh, I wish I could take it back. I wish I didn't say that. So to be able to know when to stay quiet, to be able to know when your silence is better than your speech, this is a very important and a very good skill to have. You know, and I just read a quote today, but I think it was Ibn al-Qayyim, just about, you know, that on the day of judgment, we'll come with so many deeds, so many good deeds, but our tongue, what the words we've uttered, the things we've said, have destroyed and ruined and caused us to lose those mountains of good deeds. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. The last skill for self-improvement is listening. And you might think, oh, easy, cool, listening. Yep, I'll do more listening. But it's actually something which is a bit of a challenge for most people to do, to actually truly listen. A lot of people, they listen only to respond, only to come back with a comeback. But to be able to listen to someone wholeheartedly, without judgment, without conclusions, without the need to give answers or to correct the person or to voice your opinion on the matter, to just truly listen is such an amazing and beautiful and long lost skill. We're given two ears and one mouth, which means we should listen twice as much as we speak. And that kind of correlates with the previous tip that we just had, the previous skill that we just had. But to be able to listen to people and to truly hear what they're saying, and to not just hear what they're saying, but to hear what's not being said as well, to hear the message behind the external words that they might be saying or the external emotions they might be expressing, that there is something that we need to hear from those that we care about or those that we love. To be able to listen to our teachers, to our mentors, to our coaches and advisors, and really take on board what it is that they have to share from their wealth of wisdom, knowledge, and experience is a very important skill, trait, and quality to have. There's nothing worse than someone who is, you know, an apprentice or an amateur in life who has so much to say and doesn't listen to those who know better or who have knowledge or wisdom to share. So it's important to have the attitude in life to have a beginner's mind, always feel like you have so much to learn from those around you, and to be someone who listens much more than you speak, and to take any gems of wisdom and insight that you can from those around you. So those are 8 self-improvement skills for life, which I personally feel will definitely benefit me, and I hope they benefit you and that you take them on board. They are time management. Learn how to manage your time. One of the greatest blessings that we have in this life, that we have time to be able to manage it well and utilize it according to the best of your ability. To have empathy, so someone who has a big heart, you're able to understand things from the perspective of others and without judgment. To master your sleep patterns, so to be able to give yourself rest so you can be re-energized, refueled, and recovered for the work of your day-to-day operations for the day to come. So to be someone who has that basic discipline of sleeping is very important. To have positive self-talk, it's easy to talk down to ourselves. It's easy to be negative. It's easy to look at our limitations and failures. But to be able to partake in positive self-talk constantly, to have your self-narrative be one that inspires yourself, and that you believe in yourself and you're invested in your potential. This is an amazing quality and skill to have. Consistency, to do things and do them obviously in a high quality, but to do even the small things on a consistent basis, that is the pathway to building a successful life or an experience of fulfilling your potential and living a constructive and productive existence. Also asking for help. There is no shame in asking for help. You'd be amazed at how far you can get through getting support and help. Knowing when to stay quiet, when your silence is better than your speech. That is the wisdom to be able to have, and self-control to be able to implement. And listening to others, listening to your thoughts and reflections, listening to the wisdoms, listening to the reflections of life that you can witness around you is also a very important skill to have. So all the best, everyone. Hopefully you can implement, we can all implement these self-improvement skills. These points were taken from an article on lifehack.org, and I've just curated them to be also Islamically connected as well. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.